You may or may not know, I work a 24-hour roster, and my hours got increased last week, so for the rest of the year, the next few months, I'm working extra hours, and I have probably been even busier and, than I usually am, and I think I have hit a bit of a wall this week, and a bit run down, and so today I'm not going into work. I am not allowed to go into work until I get the results of my swab back, my COVID swab, which I, you know, it's kind of nice to have this enforced day off, and I feel like I'm justified in just taking it easy and lounging around and staying in bed for most of the day, trying to catch up on sleep and my body clock really has not been playing by the rules lately. And I woke up in the middle of the night last night, and it kind of got me thinking about a situation that I really, one of my favorite situations to be in, I guess. So I thought maybe I can talk about that today with you and see what you think. Yeah. So for my little scene setting bit today, again, I am in my bedroom on my floor. It's not a very nice day. It's pretty windy and a bit grey, so I've decided to really go with a nesty kind of thing. So I've torn all the curtains, and I got a nice little mound of blankets and pillows on the floor, and I've just been lying down listening to some music, and answering a few emails, and mainlining cups of tea. Yeah, so no sexy lingerie today. Today I am wearing my favourite pyjamas. Deceptively plain. They're very simple, but they are silk, and just really nice, like the most comfortable item of clothing that I own. They're great. Any opportunity I get to wear them, I will take. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. I'm lounging around on my bedroom floor and just taking it pretty easy. Yeah. I'm pretty wrecked. Loose pajamas on, and I'm just lying down on the floor and grabbed a couple of toys from my drawer, and I've been lying here for a few minutes just enjoying the feel of these pajamas, and like I like the way the fabric and the silk feels very nice on my skin. It's a pretty low-key sensation, and I guess that's what I'm chasing at the moment. A little bit of lube on my fingers, and I'm gonna take the pants off. Yeah, that's better. If you are in a situation where you can play along with me, then I'd like it if you could get comfortable. Can you lie down? Maybe you can lie down, that'd be nice. If you can lie down and get naked and get really comfortable and. Whilst I lie here with my fingers nice and silky, it'd be nice to think of you doing the same thing if you got a really nice lube that you can spread on your fingers and maybe with one hand. Rest them. Hey, just warming yourself up with that lube and do that, but do it slow. Do it slow, like I am. I got my other hand with just a. I guess it's got a little smidge of lube on it too, and I'm with the fingers of that hand and. Just enjoying really lightly stroking my skin. Stroking my waist and the skin of my stomach. I'm starting at my pussy and softly and trailing them up a little bit higher each time, up my stomach and up my waist, and stretching out with that. And that's at the same time, my other hand and widen my legs and. And zone in on. Wish you could feel just the like that. It's the strength of feeling that. Such teeny little movements that just in the intensity of like the smallest movements on my clit and around my lips and around where my vagina opens up, where I just wish you could feel even just for a second. How good it can feel to. To just take it slow and to. And just enjoy that. I swear to God, my body would tell you. If you were here right now, I'd love you to put your face down to me. There would be so much value in that for you. I just cannot tell you. The value you would get from putting your mouth down to me and watching me stroke really up close and watching me move that on that wet, my wet fingers up after I dip them in and bring them out of my pussy and then bring them up. Up that little gap up to my clit. And just such small movement. Such small little movements that just. So much fucking pleasure. I'd love you to see that. I'd love you to see how much you can, how much you just make me lose myself just by focusing in on the tiny little bit of me. And this made me just fucking lose myself in these sensations and how good it feels. Fuck. I wish you could. I can't. I just can't convey how good it feels when it just start to get wet and wetter and wetter and. And just from two fingers. Oh, fuck, you just made me want you so much. Just. Say you're lying down between my legs and maybe and just put one hand under each cheek and put your face down really slowly and watch me and smell me and watch the change in the colours because I'm getting flushed. I'm going to get a mirror. Yep. I was at it. It's super nice. Doggy style fantasy that I wanted, but. Apparently my pussy has other ideas today, so I'm gonna go with that. She's the boss. In my line of work, and of course, evidence is everything. So. So, got a little mirror. Oh, fuck. Maybe I can. I'll tell you how it looks and how it would look for you if you were where you should be, which is. Like a little bit of a flush, like a pale pink kind of a flush. and the skin's slick and wet. It's and so what I'm doing is I'm now I just trail my fingers up and I rest the fingers just I just rest two fingers at the and I kind of see that little shadow, a little shadow in my entrance, and my inner lips are sort of just fan out a tiny bit, like and they go up my little valley up between them up to the hood of my clit, and which is I'm getting pretty swollen, if the truth be told, and all around that area, like the whole way around. I trace my finger, my index finger, and trace it all the way around, like up the side of one lip. On the valley between my inner and outer lips, I chase it all the way up to the top, over the hood of my clit, and then back down the other side. And fuck, that's pretty cool. And I just suck, like, slide my fingers around the hood, around the lips, and fuck, I can't help but move. I can't help but move my hips and open my thighs wide and tense them up a little. Fuck. When I open my legs up, the shadow that's inside of me, like around there, it's darker, and it's pinker, and it's hotter. You would do. And I wonder what you'd do if you could see that. I wonder why you would want it to. I don't think you could do anything wrong. I think you just. Oh, fuck. Well, I think my pussy's beautiful. I love watching the way it changes as I get more turned on, and the way it responds to touch, and the way it, like now, responding, my opening up, and oh fuck, wanting. Literally opening up, and it's just desperate. It's just, it needs you. It needs you to slide inside and fill me up. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay.